Welcome, and thank you for joining us in this time of worship. Before we begin, I just want to let you know that we will be celebrating virtual communion near the end of our service. So I invite you to go ahead and get a piece of bread and a beverage of your choice so that we might celebrate the feast together. And while we still can't physically be together, may God join our spirits as we turn to Him for strength and comfort. Let us pray. Oh, dearest Lord, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to join together from near and far by whatever means we can. Feed us and fill us with your word, your wisdom, and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, sometimes we forget that it's okay to be open and honest with God about our struggles and fears. In fact, it's really necessary. And that's one of the gifts of the Psalms in painful times. Not only is it a great reminder, but it demonstrates the power of it. Truth be told, our suffering is very real right now. And just as the psalmists and the disciples and generations past have experienced hardship, it's the very nature of life that we too will go through the valley of the shadow of death.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Lord, I know you're my shepherd, but where are you in this? Why is all this craziness happening? And there's so much I do want right now. I want this pandemic to end. I want everyone to be safe and healthy. I want for things to feel normal again. I want people to stop dying. I want to be able to see my friends and my family, to worship together.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
That's what you're doing right now, isn't it, Lord? You're not suggesting. You're making me lie down. You're making me stop. I know, I keep racing through life and in the process, missing so much without even realizing it. And now, I have no choice but to make some changes and to take a fresh look at things, including myself. I guess I need to rethink who I am and what it really means to follow you. What's amazing now that everything is on hold is I realize even in these difficult, painful times, there are still so many things to be really grateful for. So much that I've been missing without even knowing it. I've forgotten the beauty of seeing new growth come in spring. Hearing the birds and seeing them outside the window, of having heartfelt conversations with friends and family, even though I can't see them now. But it's still so hard, Lord.
He leads me beside still waters.
I'm trying so hard to see those still waters, Lord. And to be calmed by them. But my heart is still racing and the stress seems overwhelming. Still my heart, Lord, even as you calm the waters.
He restores my soul.
Yes, Lord, restore my soul. I want to be whole. I want to be faithful to you in every way. I want my spirit to be clean.
He leads me in the right paths. For his name's sake.
I'm trying so hard to find your right paths right now, Lord, and to go where you want me to go. But there are all kinds of paths out there with so many twists and turns. Which ones are yours? And how will I know? What am I supposed to be doing right now? Where am I heading?
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Please don't ever leave me, Lord. For as lost as I am, you're what keeps me going through this dark time. You're what keeps me from failing and falling and giving up.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I so need this reminder, Lord. Yes, this is indeed a dark time. But I also know that we serve a risen Savior. And that it's in the dark times that we really come to know you. That's where we learn what trust and faith are really all about. So help all of us to know and believe with all our hearts. Help us to know that we have nothing to fear, even in the darkest valley. Help us to feel your presence, Lord, in a very real way.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Feed me, Lord. I am so hungry for you and the nourishment that only you can provide. Keep reminding me that nothing in this world is more powerful than you are.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
And my heart overflows too, Lord. You're always there for me, even in the darkest of times, even when I can't see you, you're there. Even when I'm lost, you come find me and save me. Thank you for reminding me that even though I would never choose this situation, that you're opening my eyes and my heart in new ways and giving me new opportunities to grow that I would never have had otherwise.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes, it may not be easy, but God will always bring us out of those dark valleys. And you know, though the challenges were different, we must never forget that members of the early church were also living in a time of risk and great uncertainty. Their response was not to live in fear or to just look out for themselves, but rather to find ways to share their resources and to look out for each other. It's such a beautiful and timely reminder of what and who we are to be also.
That day, about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized, and were signed up. They committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and the prayers. Everyone around was in awe. All those wonders and signs done through the apostles. And all the believers lived in wonderful harmony, holding everything in common. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's needs was met. They followed a daily discipline of worship in the temple, followed by meals at home, and every meal a celebration, exuberant and joyful as they praised God. People in general liked what they saw. Every day their numbers grew as God added those who were saved.
Wow. What a powerful and beautiful story of the early church. And you know what's interesting is that even though most of us are being kept physically apart, we're still seeing people of every age, of every nationality, of every background, finding creative ways to meet the very real needs of others. It's a time of massive change, true. But maybe that's what it takes to move us to where we need to be. Let's turn to God together with our prayers. Let us pray. Oh, dearest Lord, you are the good shepherd who cares for the flock with such great patience and compassion. We confess that too often we act more like the sheep that go astray. Too often we take your love and grace for granted. And too often we've not responded to your call with faith, but rather sought our own ways and interests. Too often we've turned a blind eye to the very real needs of our neighbors instead of loving them as ourselves. Forgive us, we pray, and help us to make a fresh start. Lord, even as each day feels like an endless repeat of the day before, with few answers and seemingly no end in sight, we turn to you with our burdens and worries and cares, knowing and trusting you hear us and that you care, and we are grateful. There is no one on this planet who has not been impacted in some way by this deadly disease, and we pray for each and every one. We pray for those fighting for healing and those fighting to stay healthy. We pray for the many who are sacrificing themselves in so many ways on the front lines that others might be cared for and have needs met. We pray for those who have limited resources right now, who are especially fearful for the future. We pray for those with special needs of every kind, those who are already struggling and hanging on by a thread, who now feel overwhelmed. We pray for our young people, whose bright plans and happy milestones have been turned upside down. We pray for those who feel invisible, uncared for the great divide that seems to keep widening. We pray for those in danger and for those seeking to help them. We pray for our church family, Lord, and for our future together, and for the challenges each one is facing. We pray for our leaders, Lord, and that they might put the needs of the people ahead of personal and political gain. We pray for each and every one who's experiencing needs of every kind. Lift all of them up, Lord. And we lift our prayers, both spoken and unspoken. We need you, Lord. We pray that you would inspire us with the devotion and generosity and cooperative spirit of the early church, that in spite of our differences, we would find new ways to come together to discover healthy and wise solutions. And we pray all these things and more in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Dearest friends, know that God hears our prayers. And in Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Know too that in Jesus Christ we are strengthened and made whole. So let us now join together in our service of communion.
Happy are those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. I am the bread of life, and he or she who comes to me will never be hungry. The one who believes in me will never thirst. Let us pray. Mighty God and good Father, we praise you for your Son, Jesus, who shared our weakness, who was tempted in every way as we are, yet who obeyed you by suffering and dying for us. You've raised him to rule the world and given him a name above every name, Lord in Christ. We praise him and we glorify you, great God, our Father. And now we lift our hearts to you, giving thanks and trusting you to use us as your people for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it, and he said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is for you. Do this, he said, in remembrance of me.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
We remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have blessed us in so many ways, and we pray that each one might feel fed, might feel loved, might feel strengthened. Let us go forward and serve. In your name we pray. Amen.
My friends, I pray that you've been blessed by our time together today and that you'll join us again. Know that I'm here for you, and my prayers for you never stop. And now may you go in God's love and strength and mercy. God bless you and keep you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.